Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I just jumped into the chat on YouTube to shout out our guy, Tay. I just had some of the barbecue he provided the boys, and it's really, really good. Those burnt ends, heated up.
They are burnt.
And Jeff.
And they are good.
The barbecue sauce you got was really good. Thanks, dude. Unless that came from Tay.
They came with it.
They came with it. Jeff ain't going to pick out that, man. You know better.
So is that
man.
Oklahoma Joe's he got? Where is that from? Because I know he got it shipped from somewhere. What does it say a name on the barbecue sauce? I know it says Joe's.
Tay, you knocked the ball out the park, baby.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, dude. Now we've got official Trae Young news. Trae Young, four-time All-Star for the Atlanta Hawks. His range is when he enters the gym.
If he has to say so himself.
Indeed. The Wizards have now officially announced it. Ted Leonsis has tweeted about it. The Wiz account has officially announced it. Trae Young posted to his social media earlier that he's ecstatic for the next chapter. Trae Young wrote, "The last few years weren't how I wanted them to be. Expectations that we created for ourselves, reaching heights that Atlanta has never reached before." I assume he's talking about the Eastern Conference Finals that run they had. "Bringing a championship to Atlanta was always my goal. However, between the injuries, the setbacks, and situations that didn't make sense, we never truly got to our full potential. The pain of staying the same eventually outweighed the uncertainty of change. Change is often met with fear, but I see it as another opportunity. I'm walking into this next chapter ecstatic with my head high and my eyes forward. It's time to see what's possible when the support is real and the vision is clear. We move." B, this is real now. This is a very real thing. Where are we at with Trae Young?
I'm excited about it, man. Like, listen, I reached out to some people that I know around the NBA and people that work close around, and I just ask questions like, what do you think? And they say, well, at first, when you look at it, doesn't seem like a part of what they've been building and planning. But when you look at the fact of the talent that the young man has, that it can be something that also ignites him and changes his mindset about some stuff, and it could be something that could be magical. So I'm waiting to see how this thing goes.
I reached out to two NBA people last night, one on the front office analytics side, one on the coaching side.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction from both, I was actually pretty encouraged by. One dude said, "I love it." Another dude said, "I definitely don't hate it as much as some people out there say."
Mm-hmm.
But the response from both, you cannot let it impact draft position this year.
Yeah.
So either he's hurt and he doesn't play, or you have to shut him down.
Well,
whatever happens.
David Aldridge seems to be believing, and also CJ, they both believe that this is not about this year. This is about next year. So if you get the draft position and you have Trae Young on your team, You got Trey Johnson, okay? You have Sar. You start looking at the pieces you have, and you get a draft pick, you can have something next year that could be a problem. And that's, like I said all the time, like, I know people, when somebody say, oh, we're going to start, we're going to get younger, everyone expects you to get completely young. You got to have some guidance somewhere along the way. And if you got a veteran player who understands how to play this league, that can fill it up, and you got young talent that's hungry, that's how you grow and get there quicker. And you got all young talent, you ain't going to get there as quick as you want to get there.
And ideally, you're bringing in another piece from a draft that's supposed to be loaded.
There you go.
I think there's real excitement for the Wiz. Trae Young set to have a press conference tonight, 6 o'clock. B, you know the phrase, better to be lucky than good?
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to, Heather McDonough, Chris Kerwin, Derek Cheston, the folks I work with at Channel 4, we were trying to kind of set our post-football sports calendar. And a month ago, we thought tonight's Wiz game would be good because Derek Queen's coming to town. So we've been going to this Wiz game. That's why my hair looks tight and I have a fresh shave because I'm working tonight.
Don't know how tight it looks.
It looks tight. Jeff, tell him. So we were already working this Wiz game. And now this Wiz game's got juice.
Yeah, got juice.
Jeff, tell him my hair looks tight.
No, B. We have nothing going. I don't know what this man is on today.
Jeffrey, speak on behalf of Wiz fans. Now that Trae Young is official, are you fired up?
I was fired up when they said it before it even initially happened because I knew it was coming through. I was actually fired up when it came out that he wanted to be here. That alone right there, it made the city embrace him. Everyone, even Gilbert Arenas was celebrating.
Yeah, Gilbert lost his mind.
On Instagram. We're excited. It's so, finally something back.
I think multiple things can be true. I think he wanted to be here because the dude that drafted him in Atlanta, in his statement, he talked about having some level of trust, right? I think my man's name is Schlenk, is a part of the Wizards front office, is the dude that drafted him in Atlanta. But we heard Chris Miles tell us yesterday at the same time, nobody else was trading for him. And I think if you look at, I listened to Ryan Russillo this morning, who's a hardcore NBA guy. When you look at the price that was paid for Trae Young, a four-time All-Star, there were no picks. It was Corey Kispert and CJ McCollum, and McCollum's an expiring contract. Like, that tells you where his stock is around the league. And it's
still
not
play.
Like, well, dude, his stock isn't low because he can't shoot anymore. His stock is low because people question the commitment to the team in Atlanta.
You know,
maybe a fresh start's what you need.
Yeah, but that's what I've seen in the NBA all the time. We've seen guys be hurt until they get to the other team. Remember Jimmy Butler? He was hurt. As soon as he got traded to the other team, he was healthy. We see guys in the NBA are not motivated. They go to another team, they're motivated. Well, if he has interest to go to this younger team and he's motivated now, hell, you may be getting what the other team couldn't get from him anymore. But we have seen how good he can be. And I'm willing to give it a chance.
Me too. We're going to open the phones to talk about Trae Young a little later. Maryland Governor Wes Moore set to join us next for his wild card picks. Should be fun. Nobody go anywhere. Just hit the east side of the
LBC, Mr. Warren G.
Only one dude smooth enough to walk up to regulators. His name, Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Hello, Gov. How you
do? Let's do this.
Wes, what's going on, man? How are you, sir?
What's happening, brother?
I'm good. This is 2026 edition.
That's right, man. It's crazy.
I got a special swag in 26.
Uh-oh.
Well, Gov, I am curious about your swag right now. I don't even know how you're going to respond to this. What was your reaction to the John Harbaugh news in Baltimore that he was out?
Listen, I think it was the right move. And it's funny because, and this is the thing that people have to understand, like, this is football. The reality is that when Tyler Loop, a rookie, kicked that field goal, one of two people was probably going to lose their job, right? One of two of the most storied coaches in the NFL were probably going to lose their job depending on that field goal.
It's crazy.
It just so happened that he missed, and it just so happened that John Harbaugh lost his job. It's just very, very difficult to justify how you could have a team of that caliber on paper at the beginning of the season and then turn around and finish less than 500 and not make the playoffs. So listen, I mean, if you had to, when you think about what do we need going forward, right? What we need is to make sure that we continue to lock in maybe the most generational talent at quarterback position that the NFL has seen in a very long time. We need to make sure that we can create the kind of culture in the locker room that really brings us back to, you know, brings us back to Ravens football. And we need to make sure that we can make continued improvements, not just in the roster, but also in terms of how we're thinking about long-term depth and how we're thinking about our play calling that's going to put us in the best position. If that's what we're talking about, I think it was a hard decision, but I think it was the right one. And let's be clear, man. I mean, like, Harbaugh's the first ballot Hall of Famer. Harbaugh has had a career that every single coach in the NFL would die for a fraction of the success that man has seen. He has a Super Bowl ring. He's been in the league for 18 years. I mean, he has had a phenomenal career. And the truth is, his career is probably not done. Someone's going to pick him up. But it was the right decision for the Baltimore Ravens. And I'm looking forward to see what the future's going
to
bring us.
I liken it to what Andy Reid was in Philadelphia. You know, you got John was at 16, 18 years?
18 years.
In Baltimore, you've won.
That's right.
But even great coaches, the message runs stale. And sometimes change of scenery works for him and also for the franchise.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And it's true. And here's the thing. I think the ownership had to think about a fundamental question. You do have a generational talent in Lamar Jackson as your quarterback, and you also have to understand that window will not be open forever. And so if I have a chance to really think about this, you know, let's say my window with having Lamar as the guy and one of the most unique guys in the NFL, if my window is 3 years, 5 years with him playing at that, do I think that what I have seen in the 3 years prior is going to change? Or will I now turn around 3-5 years from now and say, we missed the window? And I think if you can't look in the mirror and honestly say, yes, I think we can somehow see a transformation and somehow now really take advantage of this generational talent that we have as quarterback, you got a tough decision to make. And it's obviously a tough decision, but I do think it was the right decision.
Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore here. Well, Gov, you'll be interested to hear this. The Ravens just announced they completed an interview with Clint Kubiak for the head coach position. Clint Kubiak, offensive coordinator for the Seahawks. He runs good offense, man. That'd be an interesting one. Is there somebody you want?
Listen, he's a great option. Listen, I mean, who do I want? I wish I could get the head coach of the Seahawks.
Get him back, huh?
We had him. And God bless McDonald. I think he's one of the most special young talents in the NFL. So I wish there was a way we could get him to come back. But I mean, what I want is, you know, I want somebody who can really actually develop our defense. I think the defense has just been the Achilles heel of what we've seen where, you know, even when our offense was putting up 30 points, the problem was our defense was giving up 40. Right. So we need somebody who's going to return us to the days of just this smash mouth Ravens defense that I think the Ravens defense is known for. And I think we need someone who understands that in this moment that you know, we got a window on Lamar Jackson and we better be ready to take advantage of it.
I have a theory, Gov, that I fear you're not going to like, but I see some parallels. When Sean McVay became a very hot head coaching candidate, nobody wanted to lose him, but he also wasn't going to take then Jay Gruden's job. I wonder if Mike McDonald might end up being a similar situation for Baltimore. He wasn't going to take John Harbaugh's job. You guys didn't want to lose him, but now he looks fantastic in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But you know, and honestly, I actually think that is part of the Harbaugh legacy that we need to be honest about. Like, Harbaugh has actually had some very good assistants that have turned into longtime NFL coaches. Like, that is a real legacy item. The thing I will say about this job, though, is there are a lot of attractive, openings right now. I think for some people, Miami's an attractive opening. I think Atlanta has a lot of virtue to being an attractive opening. But I really just do believe that if you're a serious, serious person who wants to have the opportunity to win in the next few years, there is no more attractive option than the Baltimore Ravens. And so I think we need to, you know, I think it was smart to be able to move quickly. If you're going to move on Harbaugh, you know, don't delay. Sometimes you got to make the decision and move on. However, we do not need to be in an all-out sprint rush because I do think this is the most attractive opening right now that we're seeing in football.
Do you like John was a defensive-minded guy, and he also had that lean towards special teams. Is like you look at Lamar is an offensive head coach, somebody that you think might be a little bit more. That can help that team get it farther along the way. Because I know we know the Ravens have always been about defense. But yep. That offensive mind can be something special, and you still bring your D coordinator in that can really handle the defense side.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing – I hear you. The only thing I'll say about that, though, is show me an NFL coach that is either a head coach or an offensive coordinator or something like that who has a history – of having a player that is as unique as Lamar Jackson and they've been able to develop a winning franchise, whatever, with a player as unique as Lamar Jackson. The reason I find that difficult is the answer is that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson is just such a unique talent. And one thing I will give Harbaugh is, you know, when we went from Flacco to Lamar, it's not like we asked Lamar to run Flacco's offense, right? We built an entirely new offense around Lamar Jackson, which was the smart thing to do. And I think what John Harbaugh did very, very well, because you're right, Harbaugh was a special teams guy in Philly. But what he did was he knew the right kind of offensive coordinator to hire that could build the right kind of offense that was specifically tailored to Lamar Jackson. I would actually rather we get somebody who is focused on getting the basics of defense right, who is focused on getting us back to smash mouth Baltimore Ravens defense. When offensive teams usually come to the bank, they come in scared because you will get hurt that game. I'm not, I don't know how many, I don't know which ones, but some of y'all are getting hurt. And I think we need to return to that feeling, to that ethos, because that's what Baltimore football is. And then I think you just need to be able to hire an offensive coordinator that can do special things with a really special talent, the quarterback.
All right, Gov. We'll be watching everything going on in Baltimore and here in Washington. But this weekend, we're going to be watching these wild card games. And you at 44-37 on the regular season, another winning year in the books. Just you keep churning them out, man. So let's run through.
All we do is win.
We got six NFL games, wild card games this weekend. We'll start tomorrow. Rams going to Charlotte to take on the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, this is maybe one of the easier ones for me because, you know, congratulations on the Panthers on making the playoffs because y'all got lucky on that one. Because the Rams, and while Charlotte's a fine team, but again, the fact that they made the playoffs, they should consider that a win. And, you know, God bless you for being in maybe the worst division in all of football.
Yeah.
But the Rams are a real team. And listen, Matt Stafford, like that dude, he's putting up real numbers this year. You know, we're talking about he's going to, you know, come with what 40, 45, 46 touchdowns. I mean, it's actually wild. But part of the reason is he's got folks like Williams. He's got, you know, Puka's doing Puka things and really is showing that he's one of the top, you know, top hands guys in the entire NFL. So, you know, I congratulations to the Panthers on making the playoffs. You did more than my Ravens, but their playoff run is going to come to an end.
I think most folks think you're right. Saturday night, this is a tricky game. Green Bay going to Chicago to take on the Bears.
Yeah, Bears. You're right. This one is tricky. The Bears. This one is tricky because I have not really been a Bears believer, except for maybe the past 4 or 5 weeks, because the Bears have always been the Bears. So I'm kind of like, they're just, you know, they're just mediocre. But then they started going on this little rip, and Caleb Williams is actually looking comfortable in the pocket. Shout out to one of ours, Prince George's County. And I think the Bears are actually really putting up some, you know, are actually playing pretty good football right now. The other big thing that I think has changed is the Packers defense that you talk about the impact of one person, where Parsons getting hurt has actually changed the culture of the defense. It's not just the fact that they lost an amazing pass rusher. There's something about how they've just played different since Parsons has gotten hurt. So I think the Bears, and I think this little special run that the Bears are on, I think it continues, and I think they protect home field.
All right, we got the Buffalo Bills going down to Duval to take on the Jaguars. What do you see happening in that one?
Yeah, this is actually crazy because, I mean, first of all, let's just take a look at the fact that, you know, at the beginning of the season, if you would have told me that the teams that are you know, the favorites to pull this thing off are teams like the Patriots and teams like the Jaguars and teams like the Niners. And the teams that did not make the playoffs were teams like the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Right.
Like, no one could have predicted this. And that's the thing I love about the NFL. The Jaguars, like, this guy Trevor Lawrence, man, he's made me a believer. I mean, this dude threw for 4,000 yards. He's just airing it out, and he's having fun out there. So, you know, so I think that, you know, the Bills have just been very, very streaky. The Bills of this year just, I mean, they're good. Don't get me wrong. But they definitely don't feel like the Bills of last year, where there was a bit of destiny that kind of surrounded them. And I just think Jacksonville is really playing on a high right now. And so I'm going to go with, which is, again, sounds crazy for me to say if you think about the beginning of the year, but I'm going to go with Jacksonville beating the Buffalo Bills.
Whoa, that's crazy. I like it, though. I like it, man. We'll keep it moving. What should be a real head knocker, Niners-Eagles in Philly Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, man, this will be a head knocker. The Eagles, you know, I just feel like there's two things that you want going into the playoffs. You want to be hot, you want to be healthy, and I just don't know if the Eagles really are either right now. You know, you look at the Eagles, and they've been deeply inconsistent, and if you look at their losses, these are not good losses, right? They've lost to the Chargers. They've lost to the Cowboys. They've lost to the Giants. They've lost to the Broncos. And I just don't know if I see them beating the 49ers team, who, on the other hand, lost hot, and the Niners are going to the playoffs healthy. And so I think between, you know, I think Purdy's going to have a good game. I think McCaffrey's going to have a good game. And so I see the Niners actually pulling this one off.
Wow, I like that. The Sunday nighter, Chargers, L.A.
Which, by the way, which, think about that. We're now talking about a situation where not just the Super Bowl teams from last year, but really almost the final four teams from last year, if my predictions work out, would essentially, well, almost all of them, would basically all be knocked out.
That's crazy.
Going into first round, which is wild.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, you talk about these teams we didn't expect. The Pats are the two seed hosting the Chargers. Jim Harbaugh, Mike Vrabel should be an interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, this one was really interesting, man, because, again, you know, the Patriots were a team when they started going on their streak. I was like, I don't see it. And then I actually started watching them play, and I was like, you know what? Hold on. These guys are actually balling. And here's the thing about the Patriots that I think a lot of people miss. Drake May is having a great year. Like, Drake May is probably going to be the league MVP. You know, just stats wise, I mean, the guy is over 4,500 yards, got 31 touchdowns. I mean, you know, he's probably going to be the MVP. But it's the defense that I think is just really showing out and is showing off right now. The Chargers, again, you want to be hot, you want to be healthy. The Chargers have now lost back-to-back games. And I think they're going against a team that really feels like they've got it all
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Might have lost the Gov there. Gov, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Can you
okay.
hear me?
You cut out for the pick. It sounds like you're taking the Patriots, but I don't want to speak for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking the Patriots. I think the Chargers might be messing with my signal right now. But, yeah, they're about to lose.
I mean, Spygate, Connor Stallions is in your phone. Jim Harbaugh's got him on retainer. The Monday That's nighter, right. I feel like I know which way you're going to go here. Houston going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh should not be in the playoffs, right? The Ravens should be in the playoffs. So let me start there in my pettiness and all my bitterness. Aaron Rodgers, congratulations. And actually, I think one thing that Aaron Rodgers did show in that last game is that he really is the tactician. I mean, he really knows the game. And you saw how there were real moments that Aaron Rodgers was not just the head coach, he was the offensive coordinator out there. However, at the same time, they just look slower. They look older. And the other thing I will say is this Texas defense is not to be played with. They are I think C.J. Stroud is putting up good numbers and all that kind of stuff. But this Texas defense are some horses. And they will punch you in the face. And so the Texans have really finished out strong. I think they're like 5-5, and it's not just 5-5, but they're beating actually good teams right now to go into the playoffs. I think they're hungry. I don't think the weather is going to matter because I know people say, well, it's in Pittsburgh, yeah, but I think it's going to be warm, and I think it's going to be fine. But this Texas team this defense is not to be played with. So. Congratulations on the Steelers for stealing your way into the playoffs. But that'll come to an end on Monday.
I love it, Gov. I know you're a busy man. We always appreciate you making time. I am going to the Wizards game with our friend Sonny tonight. Should be fun.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Give him my best. And listen, Trae Young, interesting.
Yeah, what do you think?
I like it. You know, listen, he's the biggest star that the Wizards have had in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that we do know about the NBA is, you know, one star is great, and one star is never enough to make you competitive, though.
I think Jim Harbaugh got the governor's phone again.
Alone. I mean, people will come watch him play because he is one of the most entertaining players in the NBA. But you're going to need a whole lot more than Trey in order to be competitive.
It's going to be fun to watch. Thank you for the time, Gov. Appreciate you.
Of course. Appreciate y'all. Thanks, guys.
Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year.
That is Maryland Governor Mr. Wes Moore, 43-37 on the regular season. His picks are in for wild card weekend, going Rams, Bears, Jags, Niners, Patriots, Texans. Hard to argue with much of that, B.
Yeah.
I mean...
That Jaguars game, seriously, I'm like, Josh Allen and the Bills going to have to make... If they don't jump over the hump this year, what do they have to do next year? They got to change that thing up.
If they lose in this one, do you feel like McDermott could be out?
It's a possibility, very much.
Like, if they lose this one...
Like, people ask the question, well, when they're in the playoffs, why you get rid of them? Once you're in the playoffs all the time, your expectations change. It's not getting in the playoffs anymore. It's getting to the Super Bowl.
It's kind of what happened with Andy Reid and Philly.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, John had so much success, it wasn't about the Ravens making the playoffs. Or not, it's about the Ravens getting into the playoffs and making runs.
Yeah, man. I mean, the pressure on the Bills, I think, is really significant. And they're on the road. I don't know that any other team faces the first-round pressure that Buffalo does. Yeah. Right? Maybe the Eagles at home, but they just won a Super Bowl. Maybe the Patriots at home to prove that it's legit.
Their fan base is different, so that pressure's on them up there.
You think the Pats face as much or more pressure to prove that their season wasn't just a byproduct of playing a ton of bad teams?
The Pats?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, because you're looking at, that's a whole new bill. They can get past it. These other teams, they the ones that have been there, have been in the playoffs, the people want to see now, you got to make that move.
More pressure on Sean McDermott and the Bills or Mike Tomlin and the Steelers? They're hosting a playoff game.
You're talking about?
Which coach faces more pressure to get a dub?
I still think the pressures are more on the Bills, man. I think it's more on the Bills.
All right, when we return, I want to circle back to Trey Young. I want to let folks weigh in. It's official. He is a Washington Wizard. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley here. You've heard me talk about Better Services, all the different things they can do for you. They hooked me up with all the appliances in my house. Were super helpful for me and my family when we were going through the water damage at the house. But they do a lot more than just appliances. Yeah, go check out their showroom. They got any make, model you want. They can get you next day delivery or maybe even same day delivery of a new appliance. But they can also hook you up if your appliances just need repairs. Good friends of ours, Brian, Danny, and Susan, were asking me about Better Services. I connected them to get their washer-dryer serviced. And you know what Better's about to do for me? Some handyman work. They charge you by the hour. They'll come by the house. They'll fix the stuff you need fixing. I need some new handles put on my cabinets. Better's coming to do it. Or if you want to talk about something a little bit bigger, say you're thinking about a bathroom reno or a kitchen reno, hit up Better Services. That's BETTAR Services.com. You better get better. Check them out on Facebook. Better Services, better with an A. You better get better.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Landfill playing Rooster's theme music. Rooster is pecking around, strutting. What do you know? There's ribs available.
Ah, Rooster. That's why he's here.
He tried to act like he was coming in to say what's up.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I didn't know you guys were there.
Do I smell anything? Landfill, you think the Rooster smelled those ribs from across the studio?
When he got in this damn car.
Yeah, definitely.
And he heard us talking about him. What's
like,
left?
Damn, I got to leave now.
What's left over there, Landfill? Is there enough for the roost to
There's
make a plate?
There's plenty of meat for the roost.
Jeff's meat. Roost, go try some of Jeff's meat. No?
He doesn't appear to be going for it.
All right, B. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're doing Ask B, Mitch Anything. There's two things I wanted to make sure we mention. The Trae Young stuff's exciting.
Very much.
He's gonna speak tonight at 6 o'clock at Capital One Arena. I'll be there. It'll be really interesting to hear what he says, man. I mean, when you get traded, when you're a four-time All-Star and you get traded for two dudes that are not on the same level, like this trade looks pretty one-sided. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On a straight talent standpoint. And he's got to recognize that. Do you think for Trae Young, this is a moment of my career's in the balance here and I got to figure this out? Or do you think for Trae Young, he's like, I'm making $50 million this year. I got an option for $50 million next year. I'm good.
Every guy makes a lot of money, but that reputation pushes stuff the most. And if he looks at the fact of what was given for him and stuff like that, listen, CJ McCollum is a damn good player, and he's also a great leader. Corey Kispert is an added piece that could come in and do some things for you on the court, but they don't amount to what Trae is. Has shown he can be. When you get that type of thing, get released like Forbes did, you all of a sudden realize, like, I got to do something different. And that's why I'm so excited about it. When he said he wanted to get traded here, I know Chris said it, only one team, but look at the youth and the possibilities on this team. You mess around and come here and you lead them to somewhere, what does that do for you? It changes how people look at you. You know, he went to that young team and he helped lead the way. That could possibly happen for him. So,
opportunity, man.
Yeah.
That's what life's about. People always say, oh, you better be ready when opportunity knocks. On this program at Knuckle Up Records, we are firm believers, opportunity doesn't knock. You got to kick down doors.
Yep, you go get it.
We have Indiana-Oregon tonight, but there's something I just saw that I wanted to at least mention. We don't do politics on this program. We just had the governor of Maryland on. You know what we talked about?
Sports.
Football. So I'm not looking at this from a political perspective. However, Politico is reporting. The Transportation Department is seeking to scrap the use of automated traffic enforcement cameras in Washington, a move that would cost the city millions in lost revenue, but would likely be cheered by many drivers in the nation's capital. The proposal, authored by the Department of Transportation and sent to the White House Office of Management and Budget, seeks to outlaw speed, red light, and stop sign cameras throughout the city as part of the upcoming surface transportation bill.
Why? Because the people that's getting the ticket are the damn politicians? Let's be real. Those cameras are used in every community, in most communities.
Lots of communities.
Yeah. So why is it that it's trouble to have it in D.C.? They claim they want safety, right? That's the claim, they want safety in D.C. So if people are speeding around this city where people are walking across the street and all that type of stuff and running lights and all that, isn't it more dangerous? The city is not, are you losing safety?
There are spots where there are speed cameras where I think it's about safety. Put them around schools, pedestrian
areas.
But
that's the whole thing, though.
There are spots where those speed cameras are nothing but a cash grab, though.
But the whole thing about
New York Avenue is a six-lane highway.
All right, six-lane highway and you're speeding. So...
So you like the speed cameras?
It's not that I like them. It's just that I hate to see these asses who come up here and try to act like they're so much more. Why? Because they're getting the tickets. They don't pay them any damn way. So my question is this. Are people on New York Ave getting tickets for driving a speed limit or for speeding?
Some of the speed, listen, I don't think you should scrap all of it. Like, I think around
I'm asking a question,
though,
Jay. Do they get tickets for speeding? Because, like, when I come over that way, like, I used to go off of River Road, make that left, at second light, whatever it is, whether that Wilson, they got them right there. And they get a lot of people.
Around schools. That's around two schools.
Around the corner, ain't no school. The school is right there. But you get around the corner where, and people complain all the time. I'm like, dude. It's a 25 miles per hour thing. Why were you doing 45?
A lot of these spots should not be 25. New York Avenue should not be 25.
Is it 25? It's probably not 25.
When you cross over Florida and you go over the overpass, over the railroad, they cut it to 25 and then put speed cameras in. Like, that is not about safety. That's about cash.
Hey, man. My whole thing is this. This is why I live the life. I don't drive the speed limit all the time. But you know what I know? I know where the damn cameras are. Right. So if you ride that road every day and you don't realize it's 25 miles per hour right there, whose fault is that? Because what if as soon as they take it off and make it back 45, then you start having accidents there, then what's going to happen?
I think there are spots where the speed cameras are about safety, and I think there's a lot of spots where the speed cameras are about cash.
But still.
Jeff, as the most frequent ticket receiver among the five of us. I get them sometimes. What do you think about getting rid of the speed cameras?
This is definitely a revenue grab. Because why is it two speed cameras going down a hill and then right past the light?
The ones at the bottom of hills are ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Crazy.
I expect JP and Jeff to do this because they live it. He passed by a school bus and acted like he didn't know it, but then we found out he was completely wrong. This dude lives in a damn court because all he does is get tickets for everything. So
you've never gotten a speed camera ticket, B?
I got a speed camera ticket. I got one.
Most of my tickets are parking.
Jeff has more tickets since I met him than I've had in my life.
It ain't speeding. Mine is parking.
Okay.
You sprayed your license plate with that stuff so the speed camera tickets can't get there?
He parks in an area where he's not supposed to park a certain amount of time, and he tries to get by it.
That's not true.
Left hand up, I support decreasing the amount of speed cameras. Left hand up. I'm not saying get rid of all of them. Put them around schools. Put them around hospitals. But like, some of them are obvious.
You don't think they need to be around, like, right here... Right there.
There's one on 95 in Delaware where it's $100 per hour, per mile per hour over.
Yeah,
that's absurd on a highway.
You know why? Because people have flown through there and they had some major damn accident. You're talking about the one right where they used to have all the
before the toll.
The toll stuff.
North.
Yes, it should be right there.
B, you're defending speed cameras. Here we get,
No,
I didn't expect to land here.
Because I'm telling you, listen, bro, I have ridden that road many a time. And you know what it takes? It takes one time to get a ticket. Then you slow down. The people that complain about it the most, they got 20, 30, 40, 50 tickets. And they go, okay, well, why you got so many tickets? Because they don't feel they got to slow down. If it's a speed thing, if you know the speed limit and it's been there, slow down a little bit, then fly. Because there's not a camera every one. You know where that camera is.
I don't like the federal government asserting control over the city, but I remain pro decreasing the amount of speed cameras.
Okay.
You want them to stay.
I just say in life we learn as we live.
VA residents always trying to go against what, man, take them speed cameras down.
Get them out of here.
We have them in Virginia all over the damn place.
No, y'all do not.
Where?
No, y'all do not.
They have speed cameras in a lot of little cities.
I feel like Arlington, but Fairfax and Loudoun have them.
They got some in Fairfax, believe me.
I've never seen a camera in my life in Virginia.
Jeff, you don't be living this Maryland, D.C. life where there's cameras everywhere.
How often are you in Virginia?
I'm in Virginia a lot.
How often are you in Virginia?
A lot. My cousin lives in Orange, Virginia, and we go shoot the guns.
Okay, where's Orange, Virginia?
Charlottesville.
That's like.
Okay, when was the last time you were in Orange, Virginia? Was it last 3 months?
About 2 weeks ago. About 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I went down there to shoot the guns. My cousin got this big
land. And you saw no speeding cameras.
No speeding cameras.
But
you know what I look for in Virginia?
But why y'all hate
cars?
So why y'all hate Virginia so much then?
I don't hate Virginia. I'm just saying I don't think you experience speed cameras the way we do.
No, I'm always in damn Maryland and D.C. I'm in Maryland and D.C. more than in damn Virginia. What are y'all talking about?
I to Virginia just to avoid cameras.
No, you won't. You're scared of Virginia.
And buy beer in the damn grocery store. Landfill, where are you on the speed cameras?
Stop speeding.
Oh, my God.
Listen, my thing is, listen, I understand if a person came in, didn't know the speed
Some of them are just straight cash grabs,
but the,
dude.
Yes, everything that the government normally does is a cash grab.
You're out here trying to run down pedestrians.
But if you consistently get caught doing the same thing in the same spot, you're a damn idiot. That's not cash grab. So if you know they're trying to steal your money, why do you consistently do what they don't want you to do in the same area?
But I don't know that creates safety or just creates. You know, I legitimately think red light cameras are more detrimental than people running red lights, because what you have is dumb drivers start slowing down, because you know how it's got the counter on the side for the pedestrians crossing the street?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of drivers, when they see the counter below 5, they slow down at green lights because they don't want to get a red light camera. That's more dangerous to people just driving the damn speed limit.
But you also thought you should be able to pass a school bus that's letting kids
that
off.
That happened one time on a highway and was a unique situation.
And you went to court. Unique. You went to court and they show you the picture. Then you admit that you, oh, wow, I was wrong.
I did not plead guilty, which was dumb because the guy would have given me money back.
There you go. See?
White Brian, where are you on speed cameras? Are you somehow with Landfill and B-Mitch that support them?
Get rid of the red light cameras and the stop sign cameras. Speed cameras are fine.
First of all, he shouldn't say nothing because all he does is catch the damn metro. He don't even drive.
Apparently, he has a car but doesn't drive it and has a dog, but we've never seen it, and it doesn't live with him.
He don't even drive, so why would he care?
Get rid of the cash grabs. Keep the ones around schools. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's time to ask B-Mitch anything.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.